This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump's Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, is expected to step down in the coming days, according to a report by the New York Times. Coats has clashed with U.S. President Donald Trump over Russia, Iran, and North Korea. A source told Reuters news outlet that President Trump is considering a Republican, U.S. Representative John Ratcliffe, to replace Coats on the job. It was a tense night in Hong Kong on Sunday as protesters surged onto city streets and defied riot police, who pelted them for hours with tear gas and rubber bullets. Police deployed tear gas several times to prevent protesters from reaching the Beijing Liaison Office, a place that was defaced during demonstrations a week earlier. Meanwhile, the central government's Hong Kong and Macau Affairs Office is expected to hold a press conference on Monday to share Beijing's views about the political turmoil. A top White House aide is defending President Donald Trump's disparaging tweets about an influential black congressman and his Baltimore district. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
President Trump's tweets attacking Congressman Elijah Cummings, calling his Baltimore district dangerous and rat-infested, drew swift condemnation from Democrats. Congressman Jerry Nadler telling ABC's This Week the president was
disgusting and racist.
And his tweets,
they are designed to distract attention from the very serious allegations about his conduct.
Trump's acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, denies the comments were racist, but says they do have another purpose, to fight back against Cummings' criticism of the administration's border policy. Still, Republican Congressman Will Hurd says,
I wouldn't be doing those. I wouldn't be tweeting this way.
Hurd also appeared on ABC's This Week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A SpaceX cargo craft delivering more than 2,200 kilograms of research, crew supplies, and hardware was installed at the International Space Station on Saturday. This is VOA News. U.S. and Israeli officials say tests in Alaska of a jointly developed missile defense system have been successful. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday the Arrow 3 Shield tests give his country the ability to act against ballistic missiles fired from Iran and from any other location. He called it a great achievement for Israel's security, adding, all of our enemies should know that we will overcome them both defensively and offensively. The U.S. Missile Defense Agency called the Arrow 3's interception abilities a major milestone. Afghan authorities say a car bomb and gun attack in Kabul has killed at least two people and injured 25 others. Officials and witnesses said several heavily armed suicide bombers stormed a compound housing the office of Afghanistan Green Trend, a political movement headed by the country's former spy chief, Amrullah Saleh. Saleh is also a vice presidential candidate of incumbent President Ashraf Ghani's electoral team for the country's upcoming election. The incident occurred just hours after Ghani and Saleh attended an election rally in Kabul as the official campaign to elect a new president of Afghanistan kicked off on Sunday. 18 candidates began a two-month campaign in Afghanistan Sunday amid secure insecurity, fear of foul play, and doubts about whether the vote set for September 28th will actually take place. Election officials, however, have vowed to ensure a transparent and safe election, even though half of the Afghan territory is controlled or hotly contested by the Taliban insurgency. Hostile and provocative is how Iran labeled a proposal to form a European coalition to escort tankers through the Persian Gulf. Tensions have been mounting as Iran has become increasingly aggressive in the Strait of Hormuz, a key shipping lane that passes by Iranian territorial waters. Earlier this month, Iranian Revolutionary Guard commandos took control of a British-flagged oil tanker, the Stena Impero, as it passed through the strait. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt labeled Tehran's actions an act of state piracy, and said Britain was working to create a European-led naval mission to protect ships from trying to navigate the strait. And police in Moscow detained more than 1,300 people in a day of protest against alleged irregularities in their run-up to local elections. Officials clad in riot gear used batons against demonstrators who gathered outside Moscow Hall City Hall on Saturday. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.